Hello, Family Lawyers text line. Love is all you need. 0467 736 736. Thank you, Percy, for your text. Glad you've enjoyed the show throughout the year. And thank you for the best wishes for a good break. And we'll see you on January 10. I am actually looking forward to seeing some members of the family they haven't seen for 2 years. So I'm hoping when I get down to the central coast of New South Wales Monday week, not that I'm counting the days down, Chris Nelson.
No, I just hope you can get back, mate.
Yeah, well, wouldn't worry me much after the couple of years we've had. But no, looking forward to seeing some family at Christmas time. And, yeah, haven't seen them for some time, so
very,
it'll be good.
Very pleasant.
And Andy, have we played the world's highest-selling Christmas song? Mariah Carey, I think it is, Andy, not Wham's Last Christmas. The Hoppies ambassador, there's no bigger George Michael or Rick Astley fan in the world than the Hoppies ambassador, Andy. Loves George Michael with a passion.
Okay.
So there you go. Now, Kia conversation starter. The all-new Kia Sportage has been unleashed. You're into the deep end here. Is an Ashes series the number one sporting event in Australia? Yes or no?
No. What no, is? Because I think it boils down, obviously, to personal preference. If you'd like to ask
I didn't ask you whether you liked it or not.
I like it. I love cricket. But I don't think it's the number one sporting event in the country. I think the first day of an Ashes test is huge. But from then on, it's sort of, depending on what happens during the series, it can turn into something that's not quite exciting. Whereas I think other things, and I don't mean this because I'm in the racing side of things, but the Melbourne Cup is one of those events that seems to capture even people that aren't involved in horse racing still celebrate the day.
Because there's a day off, that's all.
No, it's not, because you've got...
It is a day off.
Well, you've got other states that don't have an actual holiday.
But everyone goes to a Melbourne Cup
luncheon. Well, that's because it's such a big event.
Because they get the day off work.
Well, some work till lunchtime, but it always surprises me. I mean, originally from Melbourne, of course, we had the day off. Mm. But it always surprises me how many people in New South Wales and Queensland and these other states celebrate Melbourne Cup Day. The crowds they get at the races, they have so many race meetings up here in Queensland on Cup Day for a day that's not a public holiday, and the crowds they get are phenomenal. It should be a national holiday for mine, and I think it should be pumped up. I think it should Obviously, I didn't go to school here, so I don't know if the kids watch it in school these days. I doubt if they do. I think they should. It's part of Australia's history.
Yeah,
I don't see why it shouldn't be.
Well, it is because it's 2 o'clock here, whereas 3 o'clock down south, so they wouldn't in New South Wales because that's when school finishes.
Probably right, yeah.
But for me, the Ashes is the ultimate. There'll be more people go to an Ashes test at the MCG than go to the Melbourne Cup. And that doesn't mean I'm diminishing it. Mate, they will. They'll get...
No.
Yeah.
Well, they both can get around 100,000.
What, are you trying to tell me there'll be 20,000 a day at the MCG for the
Boxing
Day test match?
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about the test match itself, right? And so, look, to me, the Ashes, and we've seen in Test cricket over one day as well. These first 2 days have been enthralling cricket, and we're 2 days into a 5-test series. And the Ashes, from a cricket perspective, those that play Test cricket or those that play cricket, every cricketer aspiration would be to play in an Ashes test. And your career can be defined. I mean, Travis Head has just now become next level by scoring a test match that could, well, will hopefully lead Australia to victory in an Ashes test. And if you do something like that, it's next level. And yes, if you win a Melbourne Cup, you become next level.
Yeah.
But, and I think the fact that less is more, we only have one every 4 years, an Ashes series in Australia.
Yep.
And so the less you have of something, the more you want it.
Definitely.
And
like the Olympics.
Same with the Olympics. Yeah. I would still have, you know, Olympic gold medal or Olympic performance over a Melbourne Cup or even an AFL or NRL Grand Final. An origin, State of Origin's up there at Suncorp Stadium. But I'd have an Ashes over that.
Well, you'd
as
have
well.
To because they're not national. AFL and NRL aren't national games as such.
And that's the thing where cricket is.
That's right. And Melbourne Cup is. Yeah. So they'd have to be higher preference over those AFL and NRL Grand Final. Although, you know, an AFL Grand Final I've been to many times is fantastic. I haven't been to an NRL, but I can only imagine that's terrific as well.
The all-new redesigned Kia Sportage medium SUV has been unleashed. Find out more at kia.com/au. It's 9 to 8.